All right. Okay, let's see the Gemara here on the bottom of Hamad Aleph where we left off yesterday and Thursday, the Tashma. We didn't get a chance to begin it. Let's see the Gemara here where it says Tashma, okay? Mikey, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara, Tashma. Tashma, about 8 lines from the bottom of Hamad Aleph. Okay, let's begin. Go ahead.
Oh.
Very good. So the din is if someone brings a get from Medina Siyam and he gives it to her, and he doesn't say b'fanenechtam, if you're niskayim b'chosomov, no problem, it's kosher. V'imlav, it's possible. And the Brisa concludes that we only require b'fanenechtam in order to be machmir on a person, but not to be make. We didn't impose b'fanenechtam to be machmir, but we only imposed it to be what? To be make. Okay? That was the din that we have in this Brisa. Okay? Interesting din. Go ahead. We all know what l'chumra, what l'kul is. To be machmir on a person, to be makel on a person. And therefore, what we assume, l'maisa, that if it wasn't said, you could save the deal by the sky in the chosom. Rashi, do the Rashi, have a what? Do the Rashi, have a lo, do the Rashi's, have a lo hutsuchu. Go ahead. Yeah, do the diramaska, go ahead. Meaning that what? We don't require b'fanenecht of l'hachmir, d'chi mekuyim nitzrichay? You read it rhetorically. When it's mekuyim, are we going to require you still to say it? If it's mekuyim, it's mekuyim. It's nishkefer luch. Go ahead. Fight in Rashi. Right, we only require what? We only require to aid him to what? We only require b'fanenecht of to be Mako, we don't require two other Adam. Yes? We don't require two other Adam. Go ahead. Oh, back to the Gemara now. Okay? Go ahead. Oh, according to Rav, it's good. According to Rav, it's Akasha. Why according to Rav is it good? Because why? Why according to Rav is it good? Niskai Mechosomov. So since it's Niskai Mechosomov, since it's the sky mechosomov, what's the din? It's good kiyum. But if you hold like Rabba, who holds lishmo, why have you saved everything by nuni sky mechosomov? Difficult. Go ahead. Even if you hold Rabba's later Rabba, Rabba still holds lishmo as well. How have you fulfilled lishmo? Go ahead. Excellent. Talk about a case where they know it. Go ahead. Excellent. So we say, wait, Kzereshem Yachzer Dover Lokal Kula, and the people what? The people are not going to know the din. Go ahead. People are not going to know the halacha. Go ahead. So the Gemara answers Kishinises. What's the answer of the Gemara when it says Kishinises? That what? What do you mean Kishinises? That she already got what? Let's get this. She already got remarried. So if she already got remarried, we're not going to make her what? Get divorced because there was no what? There was no gzeira fulfilled. Because of this gzeira, we're not going to make her get remarried. This is not right. And that's what it means, kishanises. She already got remarried, it's too late already. We're not going to say because the gzeira shemiyachzudav l'kakulu that we're going to make her what? We're going to make her get divorced. Even though you didn't do like the chachamim. Lamais, even though you didn't do like the Chachamim, we're not going to be let you what? Let you get in trouble because of this. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question based on this. What is the Brisa saying, black on white? What is the Brisa saying, black on white? That if you don't say the Fanenechtav, it's fine. Now, Amud Beis, there is a Brisa. What is the Brisa saying, Amud Beis? That if a guy loses again, from Medina Siyam, and he doesn't say b'fanenechtav, what's the din? The Vlad is what? The Vlad is a mamzer. Yes? According to the mayor. What does it say here? What do we just say, Mikey? That b'dievet is fine, right? Why b'dievet is fine? How does this Bryce square with the Bryce on Hammond base? And the Bryce and him and Bishim Remeir, we said the lot is a mamzer. So what about here? Yiskay Michosomov. What's the answer? I just said it. On Amud Beis, you don't do kiyum. Over here, you did kiyum. So therefore, the Vlad is not a mamzer. The Vlad is not a mamzer. Okay? The Vlad is not a mamzer. And I want you to get this now, okay? The pashtus is, from the Tosis, which we'll see it, is that if you're Mekayim the get, please get this down. What happens if you be Mekayim the get after they got married? Please get this. What happens if you're Mekayim the get? Guys, let's try to be the tiklis bisman. Bisman, the tate. Let's try to be on time for the tate. Okay? The tate classroom, the shooting. Maybe your college course, okay, you awesome. You should be. But certainly for the tate. Okay? Let's try this. Okay? Please get this. Let's say she got remarried. And you didn't do Niskayim Bechosomov. Could you still do Niskayim Bechosomov? Please get this down. Whenever you say Vlad Mamzer, what does that mean? She's got to leave the second guy. So let's say she got remarried and you didn't do Niskayim Bechosomov. Vlad Mamzer. Can you save the deal? Yes. The pashtus is you can save the deal. Please get it. It's mashma from the Tais HaRosh that if you're Niskayim Bechosomov, even according to Remeir, after she got remarried, Tais HaRosh says it's fine. The Ritva says Beferish, it's fine on Hamad Beis. And the Rashba, according to the Var Yaakov, has a suffix, but according to the notes in the Mesifta, the Rashba holds also it's fine. It's Machlekes, the Var Yaakov, in the notes in the Mesifta. What's the Rashba Shita? But the Tais HaRosh, the Ritva, and according to the Mesifta in the notes, the Rashba holds the same thing. That even if she got married to the second guy, you could still do Niskayim Bechosomov. And therefore you would prevent her from what? You'd prevent her from getting what? Having to get divorced. And the kid wouldn't be a mamzer either. Now if she had a kid before you did it, then the kid would be a Vlad mamzer. Okay? That's the chiddush they want to bring out. So the title of this price is Kishanisei, Zogin. Kishanisei. She got married already. Go ahead, Mikey. Very good. Fight in the Gemara. Mishum Denisesu? This is a hard Gemara to read. You read it as a kasha. What's the kasha? Therefore, we don't require Befanenektov to be Machmana, but to be Mekalar. Because she got married? Meaning what? This is a hard Gemara. Meaning what? That if she didn't get remarried, well, we won't let her get remarried until what? The guy says, until you do Niskayim Bechosomov. We won't let her get remarried until you're Niskayim Bechosomov. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Even if you're Niskayim the get, we would still require Befanenektov. Why, Yossi? Because Shemiyachsa Dover, Lekokula. Does everyone understand what the Gemara's Kasha is? Gemara's saying, you think Befanenektov, we did it to be Mekel. We only did it to be Mekel. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean you only did it to be Mekel? You only did it to be Mekel if she already got remarried. If she didn't get remarried, we wouldn't let her get married. We would not let her get married until you say Befanenektov. Even if you did Niskayim Bechosomov. Because we're afraid of Gezeirah Shemiyachsa Dover Lekokula. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Basically, Gemara's saying, be real. Gemara's saying, you're trying to tell me Befanenektov is a Kula? Come on, it's not a Kula. It's only a Kula because she already got remarried. If she had not gotten remarried, there is no way we would let her get married. We would require Befanenektov before we allow her to get married. Even if you do Niskayim Bechosomov. This is what the Gemara is asking. You following, Mikey? That's the Kasha. Should be a Nisesu? Very excellent. I like Mikey read it. Should be a Nisesu? That's only because of Nisesu. She doesn't get remarried. It's a Chumrah. It's not a Kula. Go ahead, Mike. So, good more answers. Go ahead. What's the answer? If you would have a Havamina to say that Bifonenachtov was imposed, Philip, what? To be Machmir, and we would make her get divorced if she married a second man with this get. Chas v'sholom, don't think that. We only impose it l'kula. Nurse, that's all the Brights were saying. If you would think that Bifonenachtov, we would impose l'chumra to the degree if she got remarried to a second guy, and Bifonenachtov wasn't said, that we would what? We would force her to get divorced. That Chas v'sholom will never do. That Chas v'sholom will never force her to do. Okay? That Chas v'sholom will never. That, in that sense, we're being makel. In that sense, we're being makel. In what sense? What does Rashi say there? Read the last Rashi. Mikey, go ahead. What does that mean? That the whole reason, get this down, the whole reason why Bifonenachtov was enacted was in order not to necessitate Edim, whether Lishma or whether Kiyum. Correct? The Rishash asks on Rashi, he says, or actually the Madura Basra says, Mishumi Gunu Kele Be Rabbonan. We did not require two Edim, we only required the Shliach, and he's believed like two. Who would Dinami were Mekel that we don't say Shalotetze after Acher Shalomdu? So Sarach Bir, what's the Kesher? We require Bifonenachtov and Nechtov, you don't require two, you only require one. We also are Mekel that what Acher Shalomdu we say Lotetze. What does one have to do with another? You understand the Rishash asks on Rashi. The Marsha and the Madura Basra says the whole origin, the germination of the Takana Bifonenachtov was to be Mekel. You don't require two, you only require one. So too, Acher Shalomdu, we also say Lo Teitze. She got remarried with the second guy, right? Ma Kesher, what's the connection between the two? The two different concepts. You don't require two, you only require one. If she got remarried and it was Acher Shalomdu, you don't make her get divorced if you didn't say it. What does one have to do with another? The answer is, says the Rishash, is that the whole Takana Bifonenachtov was to be a what? L'chachila. L'chachila-oriented Takana. Bifonenachtov was a L'chachila-oriented Takana. Like the Ron's Rishash, there's all Mahalach on Chanukah. The Chag of Chanukah is L'chachilism. The Takana Bifonenachtov was a L'chachila. Chas v'sholom did the Chachamim want Bifonenachtov to cause problems if it wasn't done. But Yevit, certainly it's okay. L'chachila, you only require two, you only require one. L'chachila, you should say Bifonenachtov. But if it wasn't said, Nishkeferluch. That is the relationship between the two dins. But Yevitim, Nises, we're Mekel. Just like we require one instead of two, we're Mekel. So too, if she got remarried without it being said, we're Mekel. That is the Kesher. We're trying to present Kulaisms. It was, and we're going to talk about it more. Later in Shir today, the Hashem, the notion of lechachil and b'diavad. This whole takana of Bifonenachtov was only what was only in a concept of lechachil. It was only in a manner of lechachil. But b'diavad, it's going to be fine. That's a Rashi means shalotiskak le'edim. The whole origin was lekula to be mekel. You don't require two. You only require one. She got remarried after shalomdu. You didn't say it. It's fine. Lo teitzei. That's the chiddush. It's lechachila fun and nechta. But never it's going to be makia b'diavad. Chas v'sholom. Oh. Now let me ask you to follow. At this point of the Gemara, Mike, you're a poisek. The get was delivered without the fun and nechta. She wants to get remarried. Will we let her? Will we let her or not? What would you say? Even if they were Mekayim the get, will we let her? What would you say? Noose, what do you think? Will we let her? At this feed the Maskanas to the Gemara. The Gemara said we're Mekel that if she already got remarried, we let her stay. But let's say she hasn't gotten remarried. What do you say? What do you say? Seth, what do you say? You would not let her get remarried? Okay, let's clarified even further. According to who would you not let her get remarried? You would require what first? Even if they did niskayim b'chosamov, according to who would you require b'fanenachtam? Rabba. According to Rabba, we would not let this woman get remarried first. Please get this down. Lefi Rava, it's fine. Niskayim b'chosamov. You did the job. That is clear. We're going to see later on, Bez Hashem and Shir. This is the Fida Maskanas Gemara. That if a woman got divorced without the funny nechta being said, and they ask her, and she asks the Shashayla, can she get remarried? Well, if you hold the Fi Rabba, you better have that Shliach say b'funny nechta. Because there's a gzera of Shem Yachsa double the Kukula. Lefi Rava, you did niskayim b'chol sum of Rabbi, and it's fine. So that shaila, that kasha, that shaila I'm asking you is a machlekes rabba v'rava. That really jumps off the omid if you read it carefully. And that's the pshat. And I grant you, and this is what you have to say, the Marsha is hinting this in the Madura Basar. Even though this takana does come out to be a chumrah, but the bottom line is that the ikar takana was to be mekel. The motivation of the takana b'fanin active was to be mekel. You shouldn't need aidim, shouldn't need aidim. Will it come out to be a chumrah in the shaila that we just asked? Yes. Lefi Rabba, it's not enough to do niskai mechosamav. You're going to have to also do what? Say b'fanin active, b'fanin active. Is that a chumrah, Philip? Yeah, it is. It is a chumrah. So when you walk away from this brisa, the way the Gemara answers the brisa, you got to ask yourself, is b'fanin active, b'fanin active truly only a lichachila? Well, yes, it's a lichachila. Is it ever a chumrah? Yes. Lefi Rabba, it certainly is a chumrah. Even if you niskayim mechosamav, we will not let her get remarried until you say b'fanin active, b'fanin active. Lefi Rabba, nishkeferlof. You niskayim mechosamav, it's fine. B'fanin active anyway was for that. And since you had Adim there already, you won't need it. So I want you to get this, okay? It's a very critical point that really comes off the pshat in the Gemara. And you can miss it very easily. And if you follow what I'm saying? The Gemara is saying that we're makel if in the event she got remarried, we'll let it go. But we're pointing out if she did not yet get remarried, what's the story? What's the din? Well, lefi rabba, you'll still have to say before the nechamina, we won't let her get remarried. Turns out to be a bit of a chumrah, according to rabba. According to rabba, this guy, for some of it's okay. John, you follow what I'm saying? That's a very important point. It's a critical point. You can miss it in the pshat in the Gemara. El, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. Okay. Very well. Mikey Viter. Let's go. Let's just finish the Gemara. Ella, what? I'm sorry. I know I'm at base. Go ahead.
I'm alive.
So what is the reason why we don't mess her up? Go ahead. We're always afraid the Baal's going to mar and what? Create a psul. Yes? And that's why we require b'fanecha. But here in this case, go ahead. Here the get's been delivered. The Baal has not protest. Go ahead. You read a retort. Ana nekum v'na'arale? We're going to get up and protest and make her life miserable? Forget about it. But as I reiterate, we're saying this far, she's already gotten remarried. But if she has not gotten remarried, we will require b'fanei nechta. We certainly will require it. Now, this comes back to something we had in the beginning of this man, okay? This is something we had in the beginning of this man. Let me ask you, Lomaisa. It's very, very interesting. Comes out, according to Rashi, she's gotten remarried, so we're not going to be mafker. The Baal hasn't come to protest. Right? You want to read the Rashi there on the top, Mikey? Let's go. Let's see this Rashi. Because a lot we got to see. Go ahead, Mr. Jim. Go ahead. Oh, Rashi says what we just said. If she did not get remarried, we won't let her. Lotinase. Go ahead. Oh, excellent. Very good. Oh. So let me ask you. What'll be the din if the Baal does come in Ma'arer? What do you say? What'll be the din, Seth, if the Baal does come in protest? What would you say the din would be? Would he possible to get? What would you say? If the Baal does come in Ma'arer after she got remarried, what's the din? Yes. She would have to leave. She would have to leave the guy, even though it's Acher Shalomdu. But what's the story? We were Misakein, Shemi Yachzor Davalu Kukula. And maybe it wasn't written Lishma. So it's clear from Rashi that if the husband would protest Adam after she got remarried, she would have to leave the guy, the second husband. Now, Lamaisa, Rav Nochum Parchovich writes, Zatzal, the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zatzal, says the following chiddush. Kodem Irur Abal is lo teitze, that's dafka achar shalomdim. Is that correct? When do we say lo teitze? When do we say lo teitze? Only after achar shalomdim, right? If she remarried another guy. What's the din kodem shalomdim if she got remarried? What will be the din? Please get this down. What happens? If kodem shalomdu, if she got remarried, what's the din? What do we say? Afra shalomdu. Afra shalomdu. Come on. Afra shalomdu. What do you say? Let's get this down. What does afra shalomdu? Is lo teitze. Kodem shalomdu will be teitze. Kodem shalomdu will be teitze. Why? You guys recall in the beginning of the year we had, beginning of this month, when you're dealing with Rava, is it a chshash amiti, or is it just a las ba'alma that it wasn't written lishma? Who held what? Rashi held chshash amiti. This is a grave concern. Kodem shalomdu, if the husband comes and they didn't say v'fanei nechtav, teitze. Toisvis. Laz ba'alma. Toisus will hold. It's a laz ba'alma. Even kodem shalomdu. If the husband is what? If the husband is not ma'orir, lo teitze. So I want you to get this. This is a machlokes Rashi Toisvis. What will be the story kodem shalomdu if the husband didn't come? According to Rashi, if you didn't say before the nechav Daniel, teitze. Kodem shalomdu. Teitze. It's a chashash amiti. The Baal hasn't even come. Who cares? We're very concerned it wasn't really Shema. Even if the Baal hasn't come, Teitze. Right? Afilu Baal Lomar. Afilu Bahabal. Old Lomar. Hasn't been Mar. Doesn't make a difference. Afi Taisvis. Laz. Kodem Shalomdu. Will still be low Teitze. Nishka Ferla. We're not going to be worried about it. Because it's only a Laz Baalma. This is the chiddush that Rav Nochum Parchovich wants to say. There were some fellows that were asking me a few weeks ago, maybe Rashi was choizerbo, that maybe, and I think we actually, when we chazered it, we discussed it. Do you remember that at all? Didn't we discuss that maybe Rashi was choizerbo to think it was a las? Does anyone recall that? Someone was asking me a few weeks ago, I have to, when we chazered. But there's no doubt that it sticks, this machlokes. It sticks all the way to Daf Ha'am and Aleph. And Rashi was not chozer bo. This is the machloikis Rashi Toisus here. This is the machloikis Rashi Toisus in this pshat. Okay? This comes out to be a very, very big machloikis. Okay? And Imnisis would be lo teitze. Now, you'll ask me, Rebbe, where's the Toisus? You know what? Mike, you read the next Rashi, which is not in our Gemara, and the Toisus also is in our Gemara, but I gave it to you. Read the next Rashi. Go ahead. No, be by a sema. There were some girsa floating out there. We don't know what it is. And we don't have it. Be by a sema, lo garsinin, elahachi garsinin. Elahakala, time of my chuba. That's what we have. So there was another answer out there that we don't have. Toises, do the top toises. Go ahead. Rashi was not curious to be by Yisema because it's a conclusion of the statement. It's all one statement. Go ahead. There is another answer. Lari near the shopper garisle. Umukila kodem shalomdu. We're talking about kodem shalomdu. Does everyone hear what we're saying? What do we say in the Gemara, Mike? You read it very nicely. We said the whole Gemara is talking about asking lachar shalom do. There's an ibayis ema that we don't have in our gears in the Gemara that said another answer. And it said kodem shalom do. That's why. Kodem shalom do. Go ahead. Oh, but if she got married, nishkafir luch. She got married. It was kodem shalom do, but it was lo teitze. This is not in our Gemara. But there was a gears floating around in Rishonim that Taisa says is correct. Kevin the what? Because what did the Brisa say? Do kiyum b'chosam, you're not worried about ziyuv. What are you worried about? Lishma. But what's Tosfos shita lishitaso? Get this down. This is Tosfos lishitaso. That Tosfos holds its laws. Tosfos repeats the same thing right here. Tosfos says it a few times. Beizim and beiz gimel lamav. It's laws, laws, laws. He says it again, ham and beiz. Go ahead. Excellent. Even if he comes and he's ma'orer, it's only a las. So it's a las nishkefer loch. So according to Tosfos, this is Tosfos l'shitaso, that it's only a las. So I want you to get down. We asked the kasha from this brisa, l'rav anich l'rav akasha. What's the teretz according to this girsa that we don't have in our gemara? Kodim shalomdu, and she already got remarried. She already got remarried. Oh man, how do you know the get was good? Maybe it wasn't written Lishma. What's the answer? It's Kodim Shalom, that's only a las. Nishkeferlich. She already got married, lo teitze. We don't care. Not that we don't care, but we're not going to make her life miserable. We're going to assume it was good. Stam Sifra to make Mark Miri. So this is a very important girsa, but I want you to get it because it really shows Rashi and Shitasa from Daf Beis to Daf Ehem and Beis, and Rashi's not Chozer Bo. You see, clearly Rashi is not Chozer Bo, and Rashi does not have what? This girsa at all, none whatsoever, v'bayis seima. He doesn't have this girsa, because Rashi would never hear of such a thing. Rachmanon Litzlan, Eschashash Amiti, Kodim Shalomdu, and you didn't say b'fani necha, b'fani necha, you better believe Tetzé if she got remarried. The kid will be a mamzer. Midrabanon. A lot of guys ask me that in Seder. When we say mamzer in this Gemara, it doesn't mean a mamzer d'iraisa. It means only a mamzer in the Rabbanon. Bless you. Why does it only mean a mamzer in the Rabbanon? Because why is the guy a mamzer? Because you didn't say a takana before nech v'nech. Just because you don't fulfill a takana, it can't become a mamzer in the Torah. It's a mamzer in the Rabbanon. Mamzer in the Rabbanon. Mamzer in the Rabbanon is also very bad. It's not a good situation. It's even sometimes more chumer than a mamzer in the Torah. Okay? It's harder for that person because a suffix mamzer is with them in the Torah. Mamzer min rabbanon is usher. Now, let's just get this. What is the definition of a mamzer al pi halacha? What's the definition of a mamzer al pi halacha? What's the definition? A child that was born from a chiyuv kares or more. If a man is mezana with a married woman, that child is a what? Is a mamzer. Has to be from a chiyuv kares. Doesn't mean an illegitimate child out of wedlock. That's called a pogum. A pogum has no nafkamina ladinit. It could be the gadol hador pogum. Pogum is different. A mamzer min ha'Torah is from a chiyuv kares. Mamzer d'iraisa is from a chiyuv kares or more. The exception to that rule is a chiyuv nidit. If a man was boil a nidit, the kid is not a mamzer. It's a beferish gemar nivomas daf mem tes. It's an exception to the rule. Person, a child who's a ben nid is a pogum. He's not a mamzer. When we talk about mamzer in this landscape, it's a mamzer midrabanan because you didn't do b'fani nech v'nech. Wasn't a case where she was mezana. Okay, so it's very clear we get that 100%. This is the chiddush, the first mile we want to point out with this Rashi Tosfos. Okay, now let's turn to Amud Aleph. Michael, let's do the Tosfos. Let's see this Tosfos now with the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, okay? Let's see the Tosfos. Please look inside. Someone doesn't have, please look inside. Okay? Someone doesn't have, please look inside. You should bring your Gemara, you gotta look inside the Tosfos. Go ahead, let's go. Mike. Period. What's he bothered by? What's he bothered by? What did the Brisa say in Amud Beis? That what? What did it say? That if a guy delivers a get, you don't say funny nechla, what's the din? The Vlad is a what? The Vlad is a mamzer. What does our Brisa say? The Vlad is what? Actually, our Brisa just says kosher, right? So obviously the Vlad is not going to be a mamzer. What's the difference? On Amud Beis, you were not miskayim b'chosomov. On our Gemara, you were miskayim b'chosomov. Okay? You verified the signatures. Go ahead. We've learned the Mishnah and Pevavim and Aleph, that list three Gittin Psulim, that Lechachila their Pasul and Bidiyavid their Kosher. Why was this Brisa not on the list? This Brisa says Kosher. It's Kosher. It's Kosher Lemaisa, but it's certainly Kosher only Bidiyavid. Lechachila you should have said Befan Necha Necha. Shouldn't have this been on the list? This is very strong Kasha. Let it be four Gittin Psulim. Go ahead. Oh, there is a major discussion on Pevavim and Beis as to whether the Mishnah, when it says Shlosha Gittin Psulim, is Teitzeh or Lo Teitzeh. On Da Pevav, Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis, the Gemara quotes Amoroyim. Some say Teitzeh, some say Lo Teitzeh. For example, Reb Yochanan on Pevavim and Beis says Lo Teitzeh, Beferish. Explicitly, he says Lo Teitzeh. Amar Reb Yochanan, Liolamain, Lo Teitzeh. So there are Amoroyim that say Lo Teitzeh, there are Amoroyim that say Teitzeh. Shlosha Gittin Psulim. Lechatchila, Pasul, Bidiyevit, Kosher. But if she remarries with this get, does she have to get divorced from the guy? Machloikis and Amoroyim. What's his answer, Mikey? What does Tosos project and postulate? No, what does he say? How does he answer the Kasha? That Rabbah holds what? What does Rabbah hold? By those three. Those three are Teitzeh. And here, what is it? Lo Teitzeh. That's why I cannot make the list. Now, does it say anywhere in Shas that Beferish that Rabbah said that? No. Tosus just postulates that on his own. Okay. He postulates that on his own. Very good. Go ahead. Now, before you go on, one second. Let me ask you the following kasha. Before we go on. What's troubling about the first line of Tosfos in this Kasha? What's troubling about the first line of Tosfos in this Kasha that he asks from the Brisa and Hamad Beis? What's troubling about it? Whose sheet is that Vlad is Mamzer? Reb Meir. The Rabbanan argue on that at Hamad Beis. Why on earth is Tosfos asking from Reb Meir? This is what the Pnei Yehoshua asks. Pnei Yehoshua asks, why is Tosfos bothered by this Brisa? It's Reb Meir. We don't hold like Reb Meir. The Marim Shif asks this Kasha as well. Oh. You could obviously say this Brisa is Lefi the Rabbanan, right? What was the Kasha? We should all have been bothered by this. So what's the Teretz? Teretz is as follows. Rabbanan argue on Reb Meir that if a get is delivered with Vapafane Nechtov, the child is not a mamzer. That the Rabbanan argue on the mayor. The mayor says it's a mamzer. The Rabbanan say it's not a mamzer. But the Rabbanan agree to Reb Meir. What? What will the Rabbanan agree to Reb Meir? The notion of what? The notion of Teitzeh. The notion of Teitzeh. So let's get that down. According to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say to Reb Meir, you know that child's not a mamzer. Not a mamzer, the Rabbanan. But I agree with Reb Meir that if she remarried with that get, Teitzeh. The Meila Tosfos is not asking just from Reb Meir. Even though Tosfos quoted Avlad Mamzer, he's also asking from the Rabbanan as well. Both the Rabbanan and Reb Meir hold what? Hold Teitzeh. If that's the case, what's the pshat with our Brisa? That holds what? That the get is good and low Teitzeh? That's the whole point of the bride, so we don't motzi her from the second husband. What's the teretz? The teretz is that on Amud Beis, you were not miskayim b'chol samov. That's why they're both teitzei. And on Amud Aleph, you were miskayim b'chol samov. That's why lo teitzei. That's the pshat in the teisus. That's the chiddush of teisus. Okay. Very good. Now, lemaisa, the teisus, the Pnei Yehoshua goes on and asks as follows. Tosfos on Hey Amud Beis, on the Amud Beis, says according to Reb Meir, what was Reb Meir's remedy? That if you delivered the get without a funny nechtav. What's Reb Meir's remedy? You have to take it back, save a funny nechtav, and re-give it. If she already got remarried, Tosfos says, you can't do that already, it's too late. So Tosfos asks, the Pnei Yehoshua asks, Tosfos says, Lefi Reb Meir, once she got married, it doesn't help anymore. It doesn't help anymore. We just got through saying earlier, the Taisa Rosh, the Ritva, the Rashba, according to the notes in the Masifta, all hold that what? If she already got remarried, you could do Niskayim Mechosomov and save the day. But on Amud Beis, Tosa says, what can't you do to save the day, Yasi? You can't give it back. Take it back from her and give it again. Why, when it comes to what Niskayim Mechosomov, that can save the day, but when it comes to taking it back and giving it to her again, that can't be done. That's too late once she got remarried. What's the difference, asked the Pnei Yeshua. Tosfos himself on Amud Beis says, once Reb Meir says she got remarried, it's too late. You can't take it back and give it to the first husband, and the first husband give it to the woman. She's already remarried. It's too late. Why is that too late? When we're saying here, we prove from three Rishonim that if she already got remarried, you still could do Niskayim Mechosomov. That's not too late. Everyone got the kasha? That's what Pnei Yehoshua asks further. He asks further in Shittas HaTosfos. Oh, so what's the chiluk? It's a beautiful pshat l'maisa. The pshat is the following. If this woman got remarried without saying the funny nechav, there was a shinui mi matbeya shetavu chachamim, as you asked me, Shloimi and Seder. You changed from the coinage. You deviated from the coinage the chachamim set in Gittin. You deviated from that. They said you should say b'fanei nechav, it wasn't said. And that's a terrible thing. She got remarried, it's too late. Teitse, Vlad Mamsi. But if she got remarried and you want to save the day with Niskayim Mechosomov, that's acceptable. Why is that acceptable? Because it shows Lemafreya, Yossi, that the get was not a forged get. It shows Lemafreya that there was nothing wrong. You didn't deviate from doing anything wrong. If you're Niskayim Mechosomov, you are showing in a different vehicle and way that the get was fine, it was not forged. And that Tosfos is willing to live with, the Tzarash, the Ritva, and the notes in the Masifta say, the Rashba said, even though the Varyakra said, the Rashba had a suffix. That we're willing to live with, because it shows Lemafreya the get was a Gavaltika get. It wasn't a Zuyuf. Not that it's good to have a get, but in this get, which is already they're getting divorced, you want the get to be a good get. You follow me? That's the chiluk, says the Pnei Yehoshua. Tosfos is not willing, it's too late to give it back to her. Give it back to him and have him re-give it if she remarried. Because that's Mishana and Mabesh Tov Chachamim. But to do Niskayim Mechosomov, what's wrong? You're showing them afraid there never was anything wrong with the get. And it's a different vehicle to show everything was fine. It's a beautiful fort, the Pnei Yehoshua. We already had this Lashon. Kol Mishana and Mabesh Tov Chachamim Bebrachas. What daf did we have in Brachas last year? It's a similar lashon. Kol mishan mebeis shetavu chachamim on hamebeis. Kol mishan mebeis shetavu chachamim. Bebrachas on daf mem mebeis binyamin reya. Remember, he had a different nusach of motzi lechem and aretz. You remember that? Baruch Ruchmana b'hai pita. Baruch Ruchmana b'hai pita. More had a similar lashon. When the Chachamim instituted a system, you shouldn't deviate from it. You want to get to it through a different way, that I'm afraid to show it's good, that's fine. Oh, this is a Pnei Yehoshua. Mikey, Viterna. Let's go. Vim Taimar. Go ahead. Oh, Baruch Hashem, on Thursday we did Daf Tet Zayin and Yud Zayin. Go ahead. Vim Taimar. Lahai Lishni. Go ahead. The Perek Sheni, right. The Lishni, the Rabbi Yochanan. Does anyone remember, was that the first Lashon or the second Lashon on Tetzayin and Beis? I can't, was that the first or the second? That was the second. Shnayim Shesrichim Lomar. That was the what? That was the Lishna and Lishna Achrina. Yeah, that was the Lishna Achrina. That's correct. Very good. Lishna Achrina on Tetzayin and Beis. Go ahead. Oh! That means Reb Yochanan. Tosfos now is introducing the Gavaltika on Meira, all the Amorim are Gavaltika, Reb Yochanan. The Gemara here had Rabba, asking Kassas and Rabba. Now Tosfos introduces Reb Yochanan to us. How is Reb Yochanan going to deal with this price? How do you know Reb Yochanan holds Lishma? The second Lashon getting Daf Tetzayim is, we know that from Thursday. Go ahead. How's he going to answer the price of here? Meaning what? What's he bothered by? Because what does it say here? Yiskayim be what? Bechosomov. It says Yiskayim bechosomov. That means kiyum. Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, not just on Rabbah now. Go ahead. No, heich mishani hach brois of the hocha. Come. The e mishani, go ahead. Oh, maybe I'll give you an answer. Kishani says. Bidiyevich, she got remarried. The gzer of Shem Yasa Dalakul, I'm not going to mess her up, make her life miserable. Ruin her life, God forbid. Let her stay married. We'll say the same answer. Why can't you say that answer? The same answer that the Gemara gave for Rabba, Adam? Let's give that same answer for who? Rav Yochanan, yes? Why can't you do that, Mikey? Go ahead. Oh, then there should be a fourth one. Go ahead. Perchi, go ahead. Chi, yeah, go ahead. Excellent, very excellent. How do we solve that kasha with Rabba, Tosa said? Jesse, how do we solve that kasha with Rabba? Because Rabba holds what? Takes it. So it can't be on the list. Rabbi Yochanan holds low on Tevah Amazah, which is explicit in the Gemara. He holds low Tetzit. And this is low Tetzit too. Should have been the fourth one on the list. The answer that Tosa said for Rabbah cannot be for Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself said the fairest low Tetzit. So we are stuck. That is Tosa's kasha. Introducing Rabbi Yochanan, you want to say the same Tetzit to the Gemara? You can't. Because if you do, you're going to get stuck with there should be a fourth getting soon. Oh, go ahead now. Now a suggested answer that he rejects. Go ahead. Oh, what's this answer? What's this answer? What do you say this answer is? What do you say this answer is? Maybe the Mishnah is only listing what? Maybe what's the Mishnah only listing? Thank you, Zach. What's the Mishnah listing? Only psulim that are what? That pertain to what? To the get itself. What are the three getting psulim? What do we remember? Kosa b'chsav yodav ein al avedim. What was it? Kosa l'av eidim ein bozman. And kosa b'what? Ksav eid echad, right? Yesh l'av eidim ein bozman, yesh bozman ben noel eid echad. Are those all psulim that pertain to the get itself? Yes? Not saying the funny necklace. Does that pertain to the get itself? Pertain to the get itself? No, it doesn't. So maybe you'll tell me that's why it's not on the list. Now, there is a principle which I want to introduce now called Sfiris Dvarim. There is something that is very special about a get. It's called Sfiris Dvarim. That the get tells a story. Sfiris Dvarim. And there are psulim, there are unique things about a get, different than other stars, called Sfiris Dvarim. But don't tell me that this psul shouldn't be on the list, because we're only listing things that are what? That pertain to the get itself. Well, what is something that pertains to the get itself? That's called Sfiris Dvarim. Okay? Now, what is Sfiris Dvarim? Sfiris Dvarim is as follows. The Ramban writes that shemos, names, are needed in a get midiraisa. Shemos, the name of the man and the woman, are needed in a get midiraisa, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Afilu l'Rabbi Lazar, who holds what? Eidim Asiru. You would think that Rabbi Lazar doesn't necessarily require it. Yes, he does. Afilu l'Rabbi Lazar shesover Eidim Asiru karsi. There's a need that the story of the get has to be very clear to the degree the Ramban writes the names of the man and the woman must be in the get, and that is a bona fide din d'oraisa, without a doubt. That's number one. Number two, what flows from the din of Sfiris Dvarim? For example, the Rambam in Hilchos Neziris, Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, writes, if you want to become a nazir, we all know what a nazir is. Yes? Can't eat, drink wine, can't cut hair, can't go to the cemetery. Can a woman become a nazir? Yes or no?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
How do you know? What? Says in the Mishnah. Says in the Poskin Chumash. Isho Isho. Rav Shechter sometimes asks that to fellows to get into the koil. Some guys think, they think, it's a Poskin Chumash. Isho Isho. You're right, it's a Mishnah, but it's also a Posek. A woman can be a Nazir as well. Isho Isho. To become a Nazir, the Rambam writes, if you articulate a language that's unclear, you're still a Nazir. Rambam writes in Pirak Alpha Lacha Hey, even if the articulation is not 100% crystal clear, Alpha Bishain in Yonos Rechokos, Vava Bishain Bimashmon Loshin Naziris, even though the language straight up doesn't seem to be a language of Naziris, but you intended on becoming a Nazir, it's good. However, when it comes to Hilchos Gittin, in Gerushin, Perek Tal Lachates, the Rambam writes, the get must be 100% Lashon Brura. The Rambam writes. Lashon Brura. 100% clear. The Rambam's language is, She'ein b'mashmo shnei inyanim. You can't have a phrase in the get that gives off two different approaches. She'ein, what was the Lashon I used? She'ein what? She'ein b'mashma shnei inyonim. She'ein b'mashma shnei inyonim. It's got to be clear. Crystal clear. Clear as glass. Unlike Naziris. In fact, Rabbanan Soloveitchik Tzatzal pointed out, we did this Rambam on the first day of this month. There are 10 things special the Rambam begins Hilchos Gerushin about. 10 things about a get. One of the things he writes is, Sheyi inyan haksav shegirsha v'yisiri mikinyono. That the ksav that he divorces her with has to remove her from his kinyon over her. One of the 10 ingredients in Hilchos Gerushin is that he has to remove her from his what? From his kinyan over her. He has to remove her from his kinyan over through the ksav. So the truth is, Reb Aaron said, he quoted Reb Chaim, why does the Rambam include this in the 10? Doesn't every star have to be clear? Even in Dini Mominus, every star has to be clear. The reason why the Rambam included in the 10 is for this purpose, Sviris Dvarim. One of the ingredients and components of the get is that it has to be crystal clear. And therefore, if it's not crystal clear, then it's not going to be what? It's not going to be a get. That's why he includes it in the 10. Midin Sviris Dvarim. Much more than other stars. There's a mandate, much more than other stars, that it has to be clear. Clear as glass, unlike we find by Naziris. So the first Kiddush we have is according to the Ramban, that you require Sheamus, Midiraisa, even according to the Blazer. Second Kiddush according to the Rambam is that it's got to be what? Every statement has to be totally clear. Okay. Now, there is a third Kiddush that I want to bring out from Sviris Dvarim. Let's get it. What's the third Kiddush from Sviris Dvarim? The third Kiddush is, there is a very big machloikis, okay? Very big machloikis in the ninth perek. If a husband divorces his wife on condition that she should not be able to marry a certain person, and that certain person is usher on the woman, midin chi of karis, is that still a good get? That's called the concept of shir begerishin. Shir begerishin. Meaning, you're limiting her ability to marry every man in the world once you divorce her. If you limit her and say you can marry every man except one, but that one man is usher to her, Mechiv Karis, what's the din? It's a machlekes Rabbi Lazar in the Chachamim, whether that is acceptable or not. Now, what I want you to know is, if a guy's Megarish, take a look at the first Mishnah on Pei Beis. Take a look at the first Mishnah in the ninth parak. The ninth parak, there are many Yisoidis in Gittin. The Rav sits Urim in the ninth period. Look at Pei Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say? Hamegaris is ishto v'amala. Hari at muteris l'chol adam elu l'ploini. Rabbi Elazar Matir, chom osrim. She can go ahead and marry everyone else but Mr. X. And that Mr. X would be ushered to the woman based on the Chiyuv Karis anyway. Would that be a good get or not? So that machloikis, it could very well be, is when he verbalized it at the time of the get. But it has to be written in the get that she is what? Mutter to everybody. That machloikis, whether that is a good get or not on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, is only if you verbalize it. But the get has to be written that she's 100% mutter to every man after the divorce. Why? Because of Sfiris Dvarim. The get, when it's written, has to tell a story. And that story has to be that it's a clear what? It's a clear break. And it's a clear divorce. And it has to be from whose perspective? Now, the Rambam seems a bit difficult. If you look in the Rambam, in Perichas Halacha Hey, it seems to imply that you actually write that in as well. But I want you to get the simplest shot of the Machlokes is a Shir Begerishin, Rak B'Dibor, the Lo B'Ksav. The get has got to be 100% clear that it's a full break. She can marry anyone she wants. If you look in the Rambam records the din even what? The Ram records the din, even if you write it like that. But this is all a halach of Sfiris Dvarim. Fourthly, whose perspective is the get written from? If you ever look at a nusach haget, whose perspective is it being written from? The din is that a get, lemaisa, has to be written from the husband's perspective. The husband is talking to the woman. And that's Ma'akev, said Reb Moshe Soloveitch, the father of the Rav. It says, V'kos of law. It has to come, number three, number four, has to come, Mei Habal Le'isha. Usually, who writes up a star from whose perspective? Like a Ksuba or any other star, it's from the Adim's perspective. But when it comes to what? When it comes to a get, who writes it? Has to be written from the husband talking to the woman. And he wanted to say that's ma'akev. Now there is a Gemara that seems to be against this. What's the Gemara that seems to be against this? There's a Gemara later on in Gittin and Nafkof that talks about can you use the Parsha in the Sefer Torah and Kitetze to use that as the get. Obviously that wasn't written from who? From the husband talking to the woman. That's a very big difficulty on Reb Moshe, on the Rav's father, to say that there's a chiyuv by get, that it has to be written from the husband's perspective. Okay? So this is a chiddush. And the last point that we should get is that this halacha of Sfiris Dvarim has to be asked, does it apply to Shtar Kedusha? Does it apply to Shtar Kedusha? Does it apply to Shtar Shichur? Why would you apply it to Shtar Kedushin? Why would you apply it to Shtar Kedushin? Because why? The Yatzah? Why would you apply it to Shtar Kedushin? The Din of Sfiris Dvarim. The Yatzah V'Haisa. Would the Din of Sfiris Dvarim also apply to a Shtar Shichur? That would also depend. Remember we discussed this. Pligitach Me'agabe HaKarka apply to a Shtar Shichur? We discussed that on a Sunday a few weeks ago. So this halach of Sfiris Dvarim, would it apply, Lamaisa, to Shtar Kedushin? That depends on the Yatzah Lamaisa. Would it apply to Shtar Shichur? That also depends. Okay? But the bottom line is that, back to the Tosfos now, Mike. Let's see it inside now. Tosfos says, according to Reb Yochanan, if what? Reb Yochanan holds Lishma. If Reb Yochanan holds Lishma, then what? Why was it in the list of the Shloshi Gittin Tzumun? Should be number four. And you can't tell me it didn't make the list because why? No, let's get the steps. Why can't you tell me it didn't make the list? Because maybe the list is what? The list is Teitze? Rabba said Teitze. Rabbi Yochanan says what? Lo Teitze. So if it says Lo Teitze, this is also Lo Teitze. It should be the fourth. So then he says Vein Lomer, he says a second possibility. What's the second possibility? Maybe we're only listing psulim that are what? That are totally with what?
The get.
With the get itself. What did that mean, the get itself? It meant this topic of Sfiris Dvorim. What did it mean, the get itself? It meant Sfiris Dvorim. There's something internally to a get called Sfiris Dvorim. And we quoted four dinim right now. Four nafkaminis, four ashlachas that remove, that flow from this. Why does he say this chiluk is not good? Not saying the fanenetra fanefes is extrinsic to the get. Why does he say that's not good? Go ahead. Whenever we say it many times, whenever you say in lomer, you have to look for the daha or the letter dal. Go ahead. Okay, what does this mean? Who got this? What's the pshat? Why can't you say this chiluk? According to Reb Yochanan, it should have been on the list, four psulim. I'll tell you why. Because we only list things on that mishnah that are internally to the get. Not saying mefanei nechav is extrinsic. Why is that chiluk not a good chiluk? Who's the tana of that mishnah in Pei Vav Amud Aleph? It says three twice, in the beginning of the mishnah and the end. Minyana d'reisha, minyana d'seifa. Why does the Gemara say it says their number in the end? Who's the Tana? Reb Meir. What does Reb Meir say? What does Reb Meir say if you say b'fan nechta, b'fan nechta? If you don't say b'fan nechta, b'fan nechta. Havlad? Mamzer. The Tana is Reb Meir. All those three cases, is the Vlad of Mamzer, is the Vlad of Kosher? Kosher. Reb Meir is the Tana. We're coming to exclude the case where you don't say b'fan nechta, b'fan nechta. So the Vlad is a Mamzer. What up, therefore, the Tana is who? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Reb Meir. And if the Tana would have been the Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say? You don't say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. Is the Vlad a Mamzer? Yes or no? No, the Vlad's kosher. According to the Rabbanan. How many Gittin Psulim should there be? Four. It should have been on the list. Those three of Vlad kosher, the fourth one also should have been Vlad kosher. You see the Gemara, please get this. You see the Gemara entertains the possibility that that would have made the list in the Mishnah if the Tana would have been who? The Rabbanon. But the Tana is Reb Meir. But by the fact that the Gemara entertained the possibility that it should have made the list, what does that imply? That that list is listing everything, even things that are external to the get, namely not saying the funny nectar, funny nectar. So then what are you going to ask me? So you're going to ask me, so why talk is the Vlad Mamzer according to Reb Meir? What's the answer? Because in that case, you weren't Niskayim B'chosamov. Our case, you were Niskayim B'chosamov. So that answer goes out the window. So Tosfos left with this kasha. According to Reb Yochanan, why was this Brisa not on the list of the Shloshim Gittin Psulim? You got it? He solved it according to Rabbah very quickly. Because Rabbah holds those three are Tetzin, this one's low Tetzin. According to Reb Yochanan, those three are low Tetzin, this one's also low Tetzin. And don't tell me that it's not listing things that are external to the get. Because Gemara entertains it, it could have been on the list if the Tana was the Rabbanan. Yes? Oh, Mike, you got it? Very good. Let's see Tosfos Tute Rutsu. Go ahead. And then we got to see the Rebbe Kivei. Go ahead. Oh, what does this mean? Do you guys recall Tet Zion? What do we say that Rava said on Tet Zion in the base? Which Lashon did Rava hold like? Rava Metarz kept Lishna Kama. What was the Lishna Kama? Ein Srichen, yes? Kiyum, yes? What does it mean to Kamaskana Deshmeitzen? What does the Kasmana Deshmeitzen mean? On Yud Zion, what do we say? The second Lashon of Rav Ami was described as being the what? Was described as being the what? Yaseid Shalotimot. The peg that doesn't move. The second Lashon of Rav Ami said two guys don't have to say. Remember we said it was flipped? The first Lashon Shnayim in its Tzrichim and Tetzayim. Second one Shnayim Tzrichim. The two Lashonos in Yitzayim, Shnayim Tzrichim. Second Lashon Shnayim Ein Tzrichim. And the Psak was Shnayim Ein Tzrichim. It was the peg that doesn't move. That's what Tosfos means when he says Kesmana Deshmeitzen. That's when the Yisra Bracha is Masber Tosfos. So what's Tosfos Teretz? What's Tosfos Teretz? Reb Yochanan will say, this. Who does Reb Yochanan hold like? Rabbi Yochanan holds lo teitze. Who does he hold like? He holds kiyum. If he holds kiyum, then what's the story with this case? Our brisa. You don't have to say that that's a case kishanises. Please get it down. You don't have to say it's a case kishanises, that she already got remarried. You don't have to say that. You can explain it straight up. What do I mean by straight up? L'chachilo, mamish. Remember I asked you in the beginning of Shir, towards the beginning, what'll be if she hasn't yet remarried and she asks us a shiloh, but funny enough, that wasn't say, what will you say? How do we answer that kasha in the beginning of Shir? We said we'd get to it. What do you say? Excellent, Yossi. We said, according to Rava, we won't let her get remarried. According to Rava, we will. Rava holds, this is a l'chachilo. Get this down. That's why it can't be on the list of Shloshik and Sulin. Because this is l'chachilo kasher. The case of Shloshik and Sulim is that l'chachilo is possible to have its kasher. This is l'chachilo kasher, this brisa. It's l'chachilo. Okay, it might not be l'chachilo cubed, because you didn't say b'fanei nechtav. But Iskai Mechosom is just as good. And maybe it is l'chachilo cubed. Remember the toys we did earlier on the top of the omen? Remember we said according to Rava there are two super heavyweights? It is the same thing. Yeah, I take that back. It is l'chachilo cubed. It is l'chachilo cubed. That's the first answer to this. You got to get it. That is why it doesn't make the list. Tosh doesn't spell it out. You got to finish the blank. The reason why it doesn't make the list is because it's a l'chachilo. And Shlosh Yigin Tzulim is where it's kosher b'dievet posel l'chachilo. This is kosher l'chachilo. Two guys, Einan Tzrichin Lomar, because of Kiyum, and also this one case, because you did Yiskayim B'chosomov. If you did Yiskayim B'chosomov, it's fine. That's the first teretz of Tosh. Okay? Mike, you got it? Excellent. Second teretz, let's go. Now, we always say whenever there are two terutzim, you have to find the difficulty in each teretz. So let's try to think about that. Go ahead, second teretz. Oh, now this is unbelievable teretz. Do you guys recall last Thursday on Tetzayin of the Beis? We had a line where it said Lema, whenever Lema appears in Shas. What is Lema? Tosfos says himself, because a Havamina is going to be slugged up 95% of the time, 98% of the time. What was the Havamina? Lema that what? Rabin Rav is a Machlekes Tanoim. Yes? What was the case over there in Tanoim? Two guys say what? Befananinu Nechtav. One guy says Befanai Nechtav. Tanakama says Pasul, Rebutus says Kosher. You know why the Tanakama says Pasul? Because of Lishma. Rava. Why does the Reb Yudah say it's kosher? Because of Rava Kiyum. Because you have two guys there. Right? No problem. You have two guys there. That's what we said is the Machlekes. Lema Rava Rava Tanoi. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Why does Tosfos say it's good? We saved Reb Yochanan. I'll tell you why. Second teretz is Reb Yochanan could hold Lishma, like he does over there. If you recall, you remember, we said that Rava. How did the Gemara answer that? The Gemara said, "Leime the Rava Rava Kitanoihi." Right? The Gemara wanted to say that maybe it's a Machlekes Tanoi. That maybe what Rava holds Lishma and Reb Yudah holds not that way. That was the Havamina. So Reb Yochanan will say like this. You know what the second teretz is? Reb Yochanan will say exactly that. This brisa. By us, who says if you don't say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav, Yiskayim b'chosomo holds what? Holds kiyum. And you could be talking about a case where what? She didn't get remarried. L'chachilo she could get remarried, even if she didn't get married yet. What will Rabba say to this? What will Reb Yochanan? Reb Yochanan really holds lishma, as the Gemara holds. Second lashon over there said that Reb Yochanan really held lishma. Remember lishnachrina. The first teretz of Tosfos saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds kiyum. Second teretz, Rabbi Yochanan can hold even lishma, right? He can even hold lishma. If you hold lishma, Josh, what are you going to say to this price? If you hold lishma, what are you going to say to our price? The psak. I don't know. What's the psak going to be of our price? You know what it'll be? It'll be Vlad Mamzer. It'll be Vlad Mamzer. That's what it'll be. It'll be Vlad Mamzer. That is what it's going to be, Lahalacha. Believe it or not. That's what it'll be. The Halacha will be Vlad Mamzer in such a case. We will hold Vlad Mamzer. Okay? Why will we hold Vlad Mamzer? Because why? You need it to be what? You need it to be Lishma. What about Shem Yachsu Dov Lo Kukula though? What about Shem Yachsu Dov Lo Kukula? What about Shem Yachsu Dov Lo Kukula? We're not going to make it a Mamzer? Lavaisa, why would that be? Would it really be Vlad Mamzer? What would you say? Would it really be Vlad Mamzer in such a case? I'm just wondering. You think it would be Vlad Mamzer? I'm not so sure if it would be Vlad Mamzer, but I mean, you don't verify it's Lishma. Because of the Gzeira, are we going to make it what? I think maybe we would, because you're not going to establish it as being Kishanises. Maybe you would. This is what the Yisra Bracha wants to say. Meaning, you don't have to establish this price of talking about Kishanises, both for Rava and for Rabba. If you hold Lishma, that means you are holding what Lishma, and you hold it the Gzeira Shem Yachsu Dovah Lo Kukula, and you don't hold it this price of Kishanises. The Tana of Lishma would argue and would say maybe the kids would be Vlad Mamzer. Maybe, I'm saying. We certainly wouldn't let her get remarried if she asked us to Shiloh. And maybe if she got married, maybe we would say Vlad Mamzer. What I want to bring out is like this. That maybe according to what certain Tanoim, meaning, who's the Tana of this Brisa? Please tell me. Shnaim Omri B'faneinu Nechtav. The Echad Omri B'faneinu Nechtav. Tanakama said Pasul, Rabbi Yudah said Kosher. What daf was that? Tetzayin Amid Beis. How do we explain that? Tanakama says Pasul because of what? Lishma. What does Pasul mean? The Raisa Pasul. You know what I'm saying? Rabbi Yudah says Kosher. So the second Teretz of Tosis says, you know what Rabbi Yochanan will say? Our Bryce is Lefihu Josh, Rabbi Yehuda, who says Kosher. You follow me, Yossi? You follow me, Josh? You follow me? You follow me, Yossi? Our Bryce is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Kosher because he holds Kiyum. But if you hold Lishma, it's Pasul. Xerishim Yasu double Kukula. The Bryce is not talking about Kishanises. And maybe it would be Vlad Mamzer, maybe. Maybe it would be Vlad Mamzer, maybe. Maybe we would argue on the whole approach of our Gemara, maybe. You follow what I'm saying? Our Gemara, if she got remarried, okay, Nishkef, we'll let it go. Who says that's true? Who says that's true? And if that's the case, please get this. If that's the case, that it's Vlad Mamzer, then we've answered the Kashe time. Because it can't be on the list of three. Because what's the list of three? Lechachiv apostle, v'diyavet kosher. Now the second Teretz of Tosis is that a Vlad will be a Mamzer. And the Mishnah is Vlad kosher. So it's very fascinating, the two Teretz of Tosis. The first Teretz of Tosis says not on the list because Lechachiv is kosher. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiyum. The second Teretz of Tosis is that Rabbi Yochanan holds Lishma. And really, maybe the Vlad is Mamzer. So it's a completely diametrically opposed teretz, but that's the reason why I won't make the list. Because the Vlad is a Mamzer. Now the only thing that I'm questioning is that will the Vlad really be a Mamzer? I mean, the Brisa went ahead and said, the Gemara said black and white, Lefi Rabba, that what? Lefi Rabba, it wouldn't be a Mamzeris. Because if she got married, the Xeris, we're not going to be so Machmer. Maybe other Tanoim would argue. Maybe the other Tanoim would argue. Maybe that's the Pshat L'maisa. Maybe other Tanoim would argue. Maybe that's what you have to say, L'maisa. It could very well be, L'maisa. Could very well be, maybe that's the Pshat. This is what the Yisra Bracha wants to say. He wants to say, I'll read you the Loshon. Aval Rabba Svir L'Kishar Tanoim. Davlad Mamzer B'Ki Agavda. Chenu Nami Shita Shabi Yochanan Gufei. Melu lo shayach lemichshav v'bein hashlosha kitten tzulun, because it's kosher v'diyavet those three. And this Mishnah, according to them, would be Vlad Mamzer. I'm just questioning, would that be really the case? I think that would be the case. Otherwise, you don't have an answer. I'm saying it's a little bit difficult because the Gemara said The Gemara said Beferish, not that way. So what's the answer? What you have to say? I guess you have to say this whole price is only according to who? Kiyum. This price is only Kiyum. But the price is, you see, I want you to get this. This whole Gemara here was a Gemara enticing a Brisa. If you read the Brisa straight up, like you read very nicely, Mikey, you end at Lahakalala, and that's it. You end at Lahakalala. Meaning, if you hold Lishma, you argue on this Brisa. If you hold Lishma like Rabbi Yochanan, you argue on this Brisa. And what do you argue and you say? You say that the Vlad Taka would be a Mamzer. It's not Lahakalala. It's Mamish Vlad Mamzer. That's what the second third of Tosis is saying. That's definitely, you have to say, is the Pshat. Okay? Now, let's just see Rabbi Akiva Eger. Go ahead. Mikey, the last Rabbi Akiva Eger. Bosu Dibur, go ahead. Inami. Right. Tamuali, it's a wonder, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Go ahead. Right. What did the Gemara say according to Rabba? We slugged up that lema, Rabba Tanahi. What did we say? That Rabba could work out the second Lashon Lishma, and they're arguing whether you make the Xer of Shem Yachzor Dov L'Kukula. Remember that? Go ahead. The Pligi B'Yachzor Dov L'Kukula. Niche. The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Kishanises, the pshat in our brisa where she got remarried. Go ahead. No, Ki Rabbi Yehuda. I want you to get that down in your notes or on the side of your Gemara. That second one is Rabbi Yehuda, meaning our brisa would be Rabbi Yehuda, who says what? You don't make the Xera. Yeah, the Sarachiyun Gadol. Meaning, why on earth does Tosin the second Teretz have to say, according to that stage in the Gemara, Lema Ketanai? Why say like that stage? Go Viter in the Maskana. What was the Maskana of that Gemara? The Maskana was, everyone holds Lishma. The question is, do you say Yachzor Dov L'Kukula? Rabbi Yehuda says you don't. Chamim say you do. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of our Brisa that says you don't. Therefore, it's Kasher. You don't make the Xer at all. It's not Kishinises. You just don't make the Xer. She could get remarried L'Kachila, no problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yochanan personally holds like the Rabbanan who make Xera. And therefore what? And therefore if they make the Xera, it's going to be Vlad Mamzer. So Rabbi Kivaker is saying like we're saying, but he's just saying why did Tosfos have to stop and say like that stage of Lema Ketanai? Say it Lafi the Maskana. And the Brisa will be Lafi Rabbi Yehuda by us. And the Rabbanan argue. And we'll say the Vlad will be what? The Rabbanan, the Tanaim, the Holy Shema, will say the Vlad is Mamzer. That second Re is Rabbi Yehuda. The first one is Rabbi Yochanan. Who's Tosfos talking on? He introduced Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Kivager's asking. It's a very, very strong kasha. It's a pelum. Why didn't Tosfos say it, speak it out to the end? So it comes out that the Vlad, the ones that hold the Shema, will say the Vlad Tak is a Mamzer. Therefore, that's why he cannot make the list there. It's either like the first teretz that it's kosher l'chachila, or it's either like the second teretz that the Vlad is a mamzer. They're two diametrically opposed. And Rabbi Kivaga just saying on Tosfos, why did you have to stop at Ketanai? You could have said a step further and say we're going like Rabbi Yehuda here. But if you hold like these Tanaim, you're going to hold what? So that question that we asked originally in Shir in the beginning, and we reiterated it now, and Yossi said what we said it was a machlaikis, that we said what? What did we say? Rava will say, Lechachila, go get married in the sky Mechosama. Rava will say, no, please do Befanei Nechafanei before you get remarried. But if you got married, Nishkefirlich. According to Rabbi Yochanan now, how are you going to answer that question? No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Lefi, the second Teretz of Tosfos, how would you answer that question if you're a Poisek? She got a get without Befanei Nechafanei, they're in the sky Mechosama. She wants to know, should she get remarried? Fi Rava, no problem, Lechachila. Fi Rava, please get the funny nechta done again. Get not again, but get it done before you get remarried. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, what will you say? The gets puzzle. The gets puzzle, Poshup Shad. And if she got remarried, the Vlad would be a mamzer. According to Rabba, our Nar Gemara, we're saying that what? No, the Xera would never would be Motzir. Vlad Mamzer, we would make her get divorced. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be much more machmer according to the second Teretz of Tosis. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. And just to close, the previous Rabbi Kivager, there's a previous one. You see that previous one? Just read that for a second. Mikey, go ahead. Tosis de Maskel. Kishanises, go ahead. Go ahead. You sowed that. So Tosin Nida writes to Yisod that we're not going to list things that are not shayach to exclude. There is such a concept that Tosin develops, which makes sense. If you have a list, you're not going to list something and exclude something that is totally not the same genre of a category. It's got to be in the what, in the mix, in order for you to exclude it. Right? If you're talking about fruits, you're not going to exclude vegetables, right? Talking about certain fruits, you might be citrus fruits to exclude apples. Apples aren't citrus. You're not going to exclude vegetables that aren't in the parsha. So that's what Taisa says. Taisa says we're not going to. Don't tell me that we're only talking about things that pertain to what? Sulim of the gufa get itself. It's not true, Lemaisa. It's not true. We're talking about all types. That you saw is what Taisa said. Something that's not fitting to be counted, we wouldn't say we're going to exclude it. It has to be in the parsha to be counted, but we still exclude it. That's what Tosfos is driving at. So this is a chiddush. I want you to get it. It's a hard Tosfos. There's no way, again, you could get it without knowing Taf Tet Zayin. But there's tremendous chiddushim here that emerge. Basically, we always think Rabbah's lishmol. Let's close with that. You're right, Rabbah's lishmol. But the truth is, if I would ask you, is there any Amora that holds of Lishma even in a stronger way? Yes. Reb Yochanan, according to the second Lashon in Gittin Tetzayin on the base, to the degree the kid would be a Vlad Mamzer. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go right to tomorrow. Okay.